tell you first, so you'll see what I'm have been doing. I was standing out in the street, and we loved our new house. We've been living in it for a few years, and we were getting the acquisition of a child, even, and not by error, actually. And I was standing with my back to two neighbors, one neighbor and his friend, and they were walking along behind us. And this street that it became the historic district is quite narrow and has nothing such as we have no sidewalks and no gutters and no nothing. It's a very ancient property sort of thing. And I was standing there with my back to these two people, and one of them said, "This place is so beautiful, I'd be willing to build, to tell everybody that this is in England, far away from London. It's just such a great place." And the man who lives there, very near us, and whom I never mentioned or never looked, turned around or anything, I pretended I didn't exist, but he said, "Don't pay any attention, because this street is very narrow, and there are no sidewalks, and there's no nothing, and these houses are very close into the street, and what's going to happen is that this is going to become 60 feet wide, and every house is going to be torn down." And I just stood there saying quietly, "That ain't going to happen."
You could have anything to do with it, right?
I never said it out loud to anybody. I just knew that that was going to happen. But it didn't happen as quickly as I thought, because that had never been done before. They were all downtown in these magnificent old houses in Manhattan. And I was the first person who ever tried to get a country house on the river. And our house is 175 years old. And it's older than that now. I can't even remember how old, but it's getting on to 200 probably. And we have another one in New Orleans. We live in two ancient houses. And, I was just sure that that wasn't going to happen in that street, and it never did. But it only took 20 years.
Oh, only 20?
That's not very long.
Only 20? That's not bad.
That's nothing. But I had to fight for 20 years, and it took three people running the place. A third person running the place finally agreed to let me do it. The first two wouldn't touch me. I wasn't worth touching, I guess.
So did anybody else help you with the district, with creating it?
We had everything, and there's never been a new house put up in there. Some of the houses have been changed a little bit, but we have even talked them into not allowing the houses to be torn down and rebuilt. Mm-hmm. We let people add on a little bit, but it was always in the same style as what was already there. We were very, very lucky. And we had an enemy. This might be interesting to you.
Do you want to have a seat? We could all sit down a little bit.
In a minute. I'm not up to sitting down.
Okay, you do what you need to do.
Where were we?
Your enemy.
Oh. We had a tremendous enemy who was on the board in that part of Riverdale. And every few weeks he'd make me get everybody there to swear that they were still all, every single one of them had agreed to this. And if anyone didn't agree, the whole thing would fall apart. Just one person. And that, I know, is a total viciousness, because in other places, like downtown, they let people come in, like two-thirds will be in favor of it, or even up to one person. They let you do it. But with me, they wanted to shoot me.
You mean to people, they wanted everybody to be in favor of designation?
This man wanted every single person to be in favor, and it's the only one in New York that was like that. And I was the victor.
And that was the community board, the board you were talking about?
No.
Yes.
Oh, the community board, yes, yes, yes. I had to fight just to be alive. It was very cruel and vicious. And also, they made me give up one part of it.
Oh, really?
What part they made you give up?
Where we are, the Riverdale Historic District goes down to 252nd Street. Yeah. And we could have gone down about another three or four. It would have been 26 acres, the Wave Hill. And Wave Hill was on the edge of being made public. And the man who hated me wouldn't talk them into not allowing me to get that into it, which was a tremendous shame, because it would have added 26 acres to what was less than that. And that's only one of many lovely things that happened.
Well, I think Shannon has some specific questions about different things that have happened. And I'm actually going to leave you guys to talk. So
there are endless things. This is a historic district. And I can tell you where I was. Oh, here's Wave Hill. This is Wave Hill. That's what we lost. It was right there.
So has much of Wave Hill changed since then? Do you think that they could do an expansion of the district now, maybe?
This became public property.
Oh, okay.
And it looked like it was going to, and actually it did. But no, everybody wanted it to be part of the historic district, and I did too. But the person who finally gave in, my third person, gave in and lost when we were, that was being broken in over here. We were fighting just to keep this, and so we finally had to do that.
So what was Riverdale like back then?
What was that? I'm sorry.
What was Riverdale like back then? The neighborhood,
the
people that
Riverdale
lived there?
Riverdale Yacht Club?
No, the neighborhood.
That's right in front of us.
Your neighborhood. What was it like back then? Is it still the same? Does it still look the same today as it did?
I just wanted to see what... Whoops. I needed this, whatever it is. Landmarks. This is Sycamore Avenue. This is where we live. And this is 5286 is our house. It's not here. It's somewhere on there. It's on the street above here. We're down here, 5286 Sycamore.
So what do you think it was that finally made the Preservation Commission agree to make this an historic district?
I don't think anybody was going to do anything for almost 20 years. It was it was lying there, and I was going to meetings at least every month, begging for help.
Was it just you that worked on it, or did you have anybody else that helped you?
Well, over 20 years, you can imagine how things change.
Mm-hmm.
We had a newborn son who was not a newborn son at the end of 20 years, and he was knocking himself out to help us. And he was big help. He became an architect and went to, because he was already a few years along the path when he became part of that 20, and so he was up in Columbia, and in fact we're going to have dinner with him and his children tonight because of his birthday.
Nice.
You can see endless things here, and we've got them all over the world. You know. This is just to show you what one batch of people write.
So then you had everyone in the neighborhood wanted to keep the historic district or wanted to have it.
And we were the last street before the river. You know, there were people across the street from us, but there was no street beyond there. There was just a woods beyond those houses. Well, here it is, proposed historic district, shaded and cross-hatched. That's us.
So how were you able to get the commission to look at Riverdale and to start considering it? Was Riverdale the first historic district?
I'm the only person in that part of the world who had any intention to bring that about. Nobody even knew what it was.
So how did you get them to notice Riverdale?
To go to Riverdale?
How did you get them to decide that it needed to be an historic district?
Oh. Well, the historic district was already known downtown. It was just that they didn't touch anything like this. It was, you know, out of the question. And I kept heckling them for 20 years. I fought for 20 years. That's all there is to it.
Tell me about those 20 years. Did you go down to the commission? Did you make newspaper clippings? Did you talk to the press?
I went to all of their monthly meetings and told everybody what I thought they should do. I just fought for 20 years. Did I not matter?
Yeah, totally.
And here's the sort of thing that you will have seen.
So this is some of the newspaper articles.
This is one of the articles in the local newspaper in Riverdale. And I was selling them this, you know, every time I got anything into the newspaper, it was for my good luck. Here's another one. Borough celebrates 25th anniversary. A city protection law, and we got into this down on the riverfront here. You have fought for all this stuff here.
So, what were some of the things that you did to get the commission to make it a historic district? Other than just going to the commission every meeting and telling them to make Riverdale an historic district?
Well, what I did was constantly getting more and more done. I got everything to do with the whole area. I was in books and in, you know, and in meetings and everything, and we got people to come over there. We just fought in every possible way. View from a landmark. Here's another one. This is also a different one, but very near us. That's the other end of the street.
So, was there any conflict that you guys had when trying to determine the boundary lines, other than?
Well, this will give you the picture of what's going on in let's see, this is Landmark News from downtown, 225 Broadway downtown, now in Manhattan, time to fix up and all of that. And this is what I got them to do. I got them to take pictures of houses in the area, including ours. This is ours. I say this one's 175 years old. Or it's much more than that. When I say 175, that was probably 15 years ago. I wouldn't be surprised at how old it is. I'd sort of let go of it. This is the house that you saw. This is us and people all around. And this was the first time we ever got big attention. This is big attention since it's in the middle of the historic district thing, which is down in the... And people like to talk about that one. And this one is up on top of the hill. You can see how beautiful these places are. People adore them. But downtown, they didn't want to touch them because they weren't, they weren't in Manhattan Center.
So did you have a lot of support for Riverdale in the city, like for the rest of Manhattan? And
I went to everything. I went to all the meetings. I talked with everybody and begged everybody. And this is Jackson Heights, one of America's first garden communities. It's not a historic district yet, I don't think. I don't remember that. It's a long time ago. But they did put us on the front page finally.
So when they put you on the front page, is that when you finally got the district?
This helped us a lot to get further with other people. And this is the young lady who, Laura Beckelman, is the third person who was in charge of running out. And she was the first one who fought in favor of it. Took three people. I didn't get any of them killed either. They just gave up. Oh, this is the same thing, I think. Years of study unlock Riverdale's secrets. I've been through these things so long that I'd really forgotten that I was unlocking Riverdale's secrets. All I was doing was fighting to get anything done whatsoever in any way.
So did the designation deliver what you'd hoped it would?
It came out the way I wanted, except that I lost that 26 acre property that I told you about. I showed you the picture of that and lost it. A man of enormous wealth was living in that, and he was going to give it to his children and let them tear it apart and make a neighborhood of it. And everybody around there fought to keep it a 26-acre property, and he finally did. He gave it away, but it didn't turn into part of my historic district, unfortunately, but at least we got something done.
So how did you go from playwright to historian for Landmarks?
I didn't call myself a playwright because I was trying to do this, do this sort of thing. But I was a playwright at the time, a playwright, and also a photographer. I'm a photographer at this moment. I've got 22 photographs that are going to be taken to the museum. It'll be my third time around.
Which museum?
On 53rd Street, the museum. This is Robert Kornfeld, home on Sycamore in the Riverdale section of the Bronx, compiling a list of historical homes in the area to submit the city's Landmark Preservation Commission to the... That only took 20 years or whatever it was. Or it was part of the 20 years. Who knows? It went on forever.
So what were some of the strategies that you used to get the city to get the historic district?
I was determined to do that, even though I was a playwright and I was also a photographer, but I was also determined to create a historic district. I'm not sure I'm up to it anymore, but I don't have to do that anymore. And Celia is very polite and quiet, but she and says that she wasn't really a part of it, but she was an important part of it.
So has your attitude changed about historic districts now that you've done one?
Oh yeah, this is our next door neighbor. His nice house. Say worth keeping? Question mark. That's what people, a lot of people thought of that neighborhood. You know, is it worth keeping? It's only about 180 years old. So what's the worth of keeping something like that? I wasn't very fond of some of the people who were in the historic in the district meetings. Historic district plan, take step forward. Da da da. That's us.
1985.
Here we
what
are.
What year was this in your 20-year quest? Was this the final year? Or...
Well, the effort was not only trying to get the historic district approved, but getting everybody in my historic district who wasn't, you know, it wasn't a formal district as yet. It was only included shape of future. The future was here, fortunately. I never gave up, but quiet, cool Riverdale belies nearness of the city's frenzy.
And this was 15 years before the last article.
And the funny thing is that until they started writing things like that, nobody wanted to touch anything that was like up in Riverdale. No, it was not worth touching.
So did you go to the New York Times to get this article written?
I sent all of my meeting notices to everybody. I didn't fool around at all.
Who's everybody?
Well, the people that were giving me the problem were the people downtown who had no very expensive, very valuable townhouses. And that was their idea of what a historic district should be, and until I fought for it, I was the only person who was fighting for a historic district. It was the only historic district in the city at that time. Now there are, what do you think there are now? At least a dozen from all over the city. Architect Eyes Landmark Project, Van Cortlandt Mansion. We've got endless things, but it was raining hard, and we couldn't bring three of these because I wouldn't have been able to walk. I could hardly walk carrying this much. Here it is, landmark panel delays, district vote.
It was 1990.
Years of study unlock Riverdale's secret. That's my secret. I don't know what good that one did. I don't even remember. City ways creating historic district here. Oh, that's nice. 1984. Just yesterday.
That was just yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's this one.
Feels
ignoring
like
a noble history, the west side of Sycamore Avenue, before the Civil War can be still be seen. They don't know a lot of the things that are in there that I probably told them, which is one of them being that Riverdale was only part of New York City after, what was it, about 1845, wasn't it? Maybe a little later even.
Later.
So all these streets and all these houses were not part of New York City for, you know, hundreds of years. And as a result, it might be of interest to know that the downtown, it became blocks, square blocks all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way out to the part where the Riverdale Historic District is. And you'll see that the Riverdale Historic District has no layouts like downtown. Doesn't have square blocks on a lot of the property. And where we live, for instance, has only one set of blocks, and it's only one thing. It has a street that ends at either end, and it looks like it's a big deal, but it's just one area of two blocks, and the two blocks are actually one block, and right here, for instance, because this wasn't part of New York City until the 1840s, this property around this house went along our street, but then it turned and went this way, and then it turned this way, and then that way.
So did it zigzag?
That's what our neighborhood has been like and still is like. It's not like a real New York area. It's totally unusual, and people never say anything about it, but I can talk about it.
Well, please talk about it.
I'll mumble on. A Bronx booklet. The Bronx in 1920. That's a little bit before my time. 1920. Touring the Riverdale Historic District.
So when did you guys move to Riverdale?
This was 1990 is when it became a proper, you know, agreed historic district. It took from 1970, it's hard to believe when I think about it. I started fighting in 1970 and finally got it in 1990. And this is obviously a couple of years later. Oh, photos by Robert Kornfeld, I've heard of him.
I wonder who he is.
Here's some of the properties. And this is some of my old friends.
Are these the guys that helped you?
Let's see who he is. Oh, the district manager, Grace Belkin, and the district Democratic district leader, Jeffrey Dinowitz. That's who they are. They're big shots. I guess after I got the historic district created, then suddenly they began treating me like a person. Until when, I was nobody. See, this is us again. I always tried to get myself in with the camera, along with all these other places. This one, the man who bought this place after the historic district was created wanted to tear this down and build a bigger house, and I convinced him that he should keep this house and build another one around the side of it to look like this, and he did, and it came out looking gorgeous.
What street is this? Do you remember?
This, it would have been down here and along this side of it.
So it's still Sycamore Avenue?
This has, is facing sideways downtown, but the Riverdale is over this way.
Okay.
Excuse me. I don't have a cold. I don't know what I've got. Not much of anything. This this was the barn of a big house that was up on the hill, and some people bought this one and wanted to tear it down because they didn't think a barn was proper. But we can talk them into keeping this and building something about the same size along the side, and everybody adores it. So we've been lucky in talking people into the thing. Well, here we are recognizing Riverdale. That must have been a hard thing to do.
Well, this was 1990, so this was in October. This is when you guys got the designation.
Yes, that
end.
Yep. That's the end. That was the end of that one. Let's see what year this is. Riverdale Historic District. I guess it was have been built. This is a nice way of seeing what I was just talking about. This is down on the river. This is where the yacht club is, right in here. And let's see, almost nothing in the historic district that shows there. Oh, this is Sycamore Avenue, actually. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking properly. But this is down along the river. Actually, they put this square on top of it, which is, you know, fooled me. But this is the historic district. Here, this is Sycamore Avenue, and the houses are on the top of it, all part of it. The houses over here are not part of it.
So it's just Sycamore.
All right, and this is the house that I was showing you that had been made into given a corner, you know, made a new house. It looked like a new house, but it was old. It looked old also, which was very nice. That's not a great picture of anything, but there it is. I never fought against anything. Anyway, City Ways Creating Historic District here. Years of study, it says. Unlocks secret. It wasn't years of study anymore. It was the years of fun at fighting. Street signs marking historic district. Unveiled. Well, that's us. We're being unveiled. That's nice. And I think we may have seen this one again. This is our house.
And these are your photographs that you took in the neighborhood?
I took that photograph, but it's not really a grand one, since I have had many photographs, you know, shown in museums and everything. I don't think that's one of them.
Well, it made the paper.
Well, this is our house. I don't know how it got on the top here. The Riverdale Press. 1995. We were still part of the deal. I don't know why they bothered with us anymore. That was sort of over. Although I was a part of it from 1970 to about 2005 or something. I was many, many, many years, and I turned it over to my son. He's now, here we are, historic recognition, Riverdale. Wonderful, wonderful, whatever it is. Here we are.
So how has your attitude changed towards historic districts?
Oh, look, that is the I. This is I. I don't know where all these pictures came from. I don't remember them. I have no memory of many things. This one is somebody that's quite active in Riverdale. And she was trying to help a lot. This is someone who refused to help. That's one of my buddies. I won't say what I really think. He was the chairman of the the historic district council of the whole city. And he very with great joy told me that he wasn't going to be in favor of it.
Gene Norman?
This gentleman here.
Okay.
He threw me out. He looks like he's polite and nice and everything, but he would never touch it, really.
Why do you think that is?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know what. I'm not quite sure. Oh, here we are. The finally considered landmark district. The city finally considers it. Let's see when that was. 86. Well, that was only 4 years from when it really happened. That's pretty good stuff.
That's an excellent start.
I don't remember this at all, but it's there. We've got.
So when did you write the book, Landmarks of the Bronx? Did you write it during your fight for?
Oh, well, I told the people who what's the one that was created just recently? The historic district in Riverdale. You know, the one.
Oh, Fieldston.
Fieldston,
hmm?
Yeah.
Fieldston.
Fieldston. I told the people in Fieldston, they asked me if I would like to be in charge of it, and I said no. That I didn't want another 20 years of. I'd had 20 years of it, and I thought that was really enough. I told them that I'd help them, but they didn't take that well. They wanted someone to come over and be a big shot. And all I wanted to do was walk the streets and laugh. So. I mean, that's enough for someone who's trying to live a life of photographs and plays and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years are a lot. Season's greetings.
So do you think it's changed? Do you think it's harder now?
Oh,
do you think
yeah.
it's easier now?
1984 review. That means that they hadn't come within near of it for another 6 years. But they knew somebody was alive. Oh, here's my friend, the one who didn't want to have the historic district. Here is for the Green and In Between Riverdale District makes history. When was that? 1990.
So that was shortly before you guys. No, this would be when you guys got the
Riverdale
district
makes history. Da da da. Only 20 years, that's kid stuff. Riverdale Historic District set up in 1852. I can tell you why that was, because that was when it became part of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And it became much more interesting to the world. Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it now. But I don't know where that came from or what it was doing. Here's another historic Sycamore Avenue proposed historic district. This one was all the way up to 1987. You see how exciting things could get?
So this looks like it was an article or a flyer to ask for help for an historic district.
82 was probably the year when it was being turned over from Westchester to New York City. And that's why all these old mansions became part of New York City. And why I fought to keep them like that.
So did you get, did you guys pass these flyers out?
Please help us. Obviously, we hadn't accomplished my intention. one of the interesting things that happened was that the railroad went through in 1849, and that was when that part of New York, you know, became interesting to the world.
Mm-hmm. So did you give these to every...
I gave away so many things to so many groups of people. There are hundreds of them. See, we've seen this one. But there are lots of them. Utopia still, Riverdale on play. What year was this? 84. Oh my goodness. It had 6 years to go. But we were fighting. This was when I was begging people to fight. And these are some of the houses that were, and some of the people and some of the interesting things. This is not part of the historic district ever yet. It's north of the historic district. That doesn't keep me from liking it. That was a big property. And they had no carriages with horses and everything. It was a big, big deal. This one is still there. We don't have a cow at the moment.
No cows.
It seems that we got much more attention than I realized. It just seems to be coming on and on. I don't know what this is. Utopia still. Oh well. Board picks new school chief. There's got to be something here, somewhere. There we are. Landmark district gets council okay. Huh. That was a good, that must have been near 1990.
91?
Oh, that was 90. And there it is. So we were sitting next to him at dinner last night. Coppell is now one of the big shops in town.
So did he help you?
Oh, yes. He's helped me in many things, even to get out of things, like people trying to make trouble for me. He's a very kind, nice person. He even was last night. I'm very lucky there are people like that. He doesn't show up much anymore. He's one of the two owners of the Riverdale Trust Historic District. Here we are again.
So did you have many meetings with him?
With my friend?
Yes.
Well, he's the one who put a lot of these pictures in the paper. And that's how I got in there. He was a very good friend. Here I am, here. Landmark battles. That's one of them. I don't know if you want to keep on doing this for the rest of your life. It's a whole ton of... Would you like me to leave this here?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure that they're going to go through it and make copies of it.
Anything you want.
So they can have a digital record of it.
All this stuff goes on and on and on. I think we ought to leave you alone when you've suffered enough.
Well, I just had a couple of more questions that I'd like to ask, if you have time. Or
you'd like to do it now?
If we can, now.
Let's see what time it is. It's 3:00. We'll be able to make it work, yeah?
Yeah.
We have to get down to have dinner with my son.
Okay. Oh, then it'll just be short. It's just a few more.
You want to come over and join the... She's always anxious. manages to seem like she's nobody, but she's everybody. She's a great person. I sat down. Why didn't I sit down before? I don't know. First, I'd like to know what kind of a place this is here. What kind of it?
This is the National
Archives. Is this
Archives.
A private home?
This is the Crest Foundation. It's this is their offices.
Oh.
And then they lease or they let the National Archive Project have their offices are upstairs.
Oh.
So.
Do you want some water?
I'm good. Do you want some water?
I'll hand you this. Do you want it? The beautiful table, I admired it when I walked in.
So
if we had one like this, I don't think we'd be able to do much of anything but crawl around it.
So how do you feel the role of preservationists have changed over the last few years?
Why don't you come up and help me? Because your hearing is better than mine.
Thanks. It's your interview. That was
I can tell you the beauty of my hearing problem. When I went to camp for 2 or 3 years, and the people there thought that I was the best sharpshooter, and they used to tell me to go out with all the kids and show them how to do sharpshooting. And after every time that I did that, I couldn't hear anything for 15 minutes. And I always thought, well, that's, you know, fun. And little by little, it has caught up with me. And someone told me years later that I should have been told that I had earplugs. But the man who owned the camp never bothered to tell me that, and I didn't know it. And my ears have never been the same since. I've been suffering for that. Just, you know, a little worse every day, but at this point it's gotten to where I need help. And I'm ashamed, really. But I can't change what hit me.
No. So, what lessons did you learn during the time that you were working on Riverdale that have stuck with you throughout the years?
What lessons
did I learn?
Yes, in your work.
Well, the first thing I learned, well, no, something I learned later was that I couldn't accomplish anything very quickly. And also I had to learn what was absolutely necessary to know completely for every one of these 22 houses. I happen to know the number. Those 22 houses had all kinds of things. If they were very old, it went back, you know, 150 years, I guess, at that time. Now it probably only 200. And we went back, we had to go back over one family after another, you know, years and years back. And all the things that had been changed over the years. Because of when this started, it only had carriages and horses. Now you can see when something has been there since 1850 or whenever it was. What was the historic district in the beginning? It was right after 1894, right? It was after 1849, because in 1849 Vanderbilt put the railroad along the river, and so after 1849, I haven't lost my brains completely. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of them.
1852
was when they started running the trains.
Now that year, the historic district was built.
Anyway, but before that time, it was very hard to have a historic district because it took people a half a day to get from downtown to Riverdale.
Wow.
And after it was 1854, more like when they actually finished it. Anyway, they wanted to have it start at that time. And then they didn't want a number like Station 22 or something. They wanted an elegant name. And so they took the local name, which was Riverdale. And that's when the word Riverdale first came into anything of any interest. The railroad station became the Riverdale Railroad Station. And after that, the neighborhood right around where the historic district is now became Riverdale. And now everybody all over the map wants to be in Riverdale because it's so elegant. And they got all these beautiful houses and all these funny ways of going in and out of everywhere. And it was a new world. And I did everything I could to help it. And things like that go on forever, like trying to get here. Through down the West Side Highway, when there was a tremendous accident right in front of us. Things like that have a lot of effect on people. That's why Celia had to call, at least once, was it twice? Three times.
Yeah, twice.
Just twice. But we couldn't believe we were going down along the highway beautifully, looking at the river, and suddenly everything stopped. Couldn't go anywhere, and we were just sitting around there for about a couple of miles. We couldn't go anywhere. We just sat there in the middle of a heavy rainstorm, and it kept life exciting.
Yeah. So do you think that the Landmarks Commission has changed since your dealings with them?
What am I doing?
Oh, has the Landmarks Commission changed since you started dealing with them?
Well, the Landmark Commissions don't change really. They just sit there forever. It's there. And the good thing is that I don't fight with people. I talk with them in a nice way and try to convince them that it's such a remarkable neighborhood with all these old houses and everything that they should try to keep it the way it is. And nobody has really changed it much. I'm just very, very lucky. I just talk to people and I try to be very low key.
Mm-hmm.
And the people. I wanted to tell you one thing. The one thing that changed things, and you probably would never know it, is that during the what did we call it when there was no 1929 and when the
Depression. Depression?
The Depression. When the Depression came in, there were a number of people were out of, there are now 22, there were probably originally about 15 or 16, but the people who owned some of these magnificent houses with big properties had to save their lives financially by selling some of the land and having another house built. And there's one house, for instance, that's very beautiful, but you wouldn't know it. But on one side, there's it looks like a street. It actually was a round area for people's houses, people's cars to go through.
Mm-hmm.
They could circle around. But now the one over on the left actually was sold, and they put in four houses on that one little street in 1929, changed the neighborhood And it happened in a few other spots, but it didn't change the world the way it's happening now. And that, away from that neighborhood, there are many neighborhoods where people are finally being talked into selling their houses so people can put up apartment buildings. That's Riverdale. So you have to keep fighting and for whatever you can hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting worse every day.
Would you like to see Riverdale Historic District expanded more?
Well, you can't make Riverdale expand, you know, except if people are going to put up apartment houses.
Well, the district lines. Would you like to see the district get bigger, the historic district?
You can't improve things in that way.
Mm-hmm.
People improve things from their point of view by buying people's houses and putting up apartments.
Yeah, just you like to see the Riverdale Historic District expand. You want it bigger.
Well, there are a couple of places where people can expand it. And one of them is what I was telling you about. Was that 26 acres?
Yeah,
26 acres.
Wave Hill?
Is still open, but it is now open almost as a circus, something. It's something for making people happy. You know,
mm-hmm.
they come in there and it's public, private, it's a public. But it's much better than having it made into apartments.
Mm-hmm.
It's now the two houses are still there. But it's now, you know, a different world. But then there's another place that don't think I've ever mentioned to anybody, because I didn't really think it was my business to talk about it. But there's some property beyond that. The name of the place that's there, 26
acres.
Wave Hill. We're on the board of Wave Hill, so don't pretend that you don't know that. I forget the name, but I never really liked having it made into a public thing.
Right.
But just beyond it is another area with about three beautiful properties, and one of them is the property of one of my best friends who has sworn that he'll die if I let him make that into a part of the historic district, and I've never done it. He came into the neighborhood. His family owned that. He came back from having worked in that area, and his family all died, and he and his wife became our best friends. And when I began talking to him about the historic district, it was so powerfully against me that I didn't dare say anything much more, or I'd lose my best friend, and what good would it do? So now you're hearing things that nobody's ever heard before.
Well, that's good.
And that house is adorable, gorgeous. It's much bigger than most houses, and Jan's father was famous as a sculptor, and that house is full of sculpture. It's a magnificent house, and they are our best friends, and the sculpture is gorgeous. But there's no way that we can talk them into doing what I'd really like.
Why not?
Because they'll hate me. He loves that property, and he wants it to be his own and be his private world, and he doesn't want anybody having any part of it.
Mm.
And that's just his way of living. Is that not correct? That's a bit of silence that I've never mentioned before. I don't think it's going to change the world.
Yeah. So where do you see preservation going next?
Yeah,
Where do you see preservation going next?
Where are the preservations going next?
Preservation. Where do you see ahead?
Well, one came up recently about only a few miles where Riverdale is.
Fieldstone?
What's the name of that neighborhood?
Fieldstone.
And Fieldstone is a very beautiful neighborhood. It's much newer than Riverdale because it was unknown until the 20s or something like that, which was almost 100 years later. But the houses are lovely. And then properties are well kept, and they wanted it. And what was it, in about a year and a half ago or something, it became a historic district.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only, 25 years after mine. So it was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
The only one out in the neighborhood. And one of the things that I talked people into, for instance, was that for many years people had been sure that they want that the townhouses were what they really wanted, and they had them, and it never stopped me from believing that when you see a house that is built on gorgeous country with no gutters and no sidewalks and no anything, and then no very narrow streets, no always beautiful houses, how could anybody not like it? But it took me 20 years to convince anyone of that. I probably could have done better in the world had I not done that, but I wanted to do it. I could have done more in the world of the theater and more in the world of photography. I just got 22 pictures brought into the house for me today to take to the museum. So that'll keep my life interesting.
So now you have time to work on your photography and your playwrights. You could do that now.
Keeps life interesting.
Mm-hmm. Which museum is the show? Do you know?
Museum of Modern Art.
We're going back to Riverdale to change our clothes and everything, and then go downtown. We don't have time though.
Oh yeah, so it'll be fine.
She has a much better sense of time. She has a better sense of everything. But she's very quiet and polite about it. Because she was bound to be mixed up with everything without trying to make herself look too important, which she really is. Are you willing to admit that?
No, it's not my interview.
Okay. This isn't her interview. We're going to say we've got another tub that is almost twice as heavy as this one. I couldn't possibly carry it. I don't know if you need that much.
I'll have to ask Vanessa. I'm sure she'll get in contact with you guys.
You've got a lot in there. What do you think?
Is that all?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. Well, can I?
Were very wealthy, and they would go out there for the weekend.
Okay.
And
the grand houses are all up on Independence Avenue. You know, the west side of Independence is part of the historic district.
But until 18th.
And our street were all carriage houses.
Oh, okay.
At that point, when the change in 1849, that became part of New York City instead of still being part of Westchester.
In 1849?
Well, within I think, was it 49? It was within a day or two.
Wow.
That was when it changed.
Okay.
And that's why all of this was able to happen, because they didn't have blocks.
Okay.
Down where we live, the houses go around in odd ways, and they go at one end of our street, the south end of our street, it goes this way and then that way and then this way and then that way.
No grid.
People don't believe that it exists.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can do it.